Well, let's turn the page a little bit and talk about a sport that I'm not sure has ever been discussed in the zone, and that is professional arm wrestling. We want to welcome in Corey West. Corey, how's it going, man?
Man, it's good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. There we go. Oh, well, good job, Todd.
I do what I can.
We looked for some, Todd looked for some music from the famous arm wrestling movie Over the Top, but we really couldn't find much.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Well, that and there's one. It's a bad Sylvester Stallone movie. You should really check it out.
There's no such
the one
thing.
Redeeming quality is Kenny Loggins did most of the soundtrack. Unfortunately, the one main song that he did, a song called "Meet Me Halfway," is sort of like an up-tempo ballad, so it's not really appropriate.
Yeah, I'm glad we deferred on that one. Well, Corey, man, let me start with the obvious. You're a large man. It's no secret. I'm not surprised looking at you that you're a professional arm wrestler. And full disclosure, I know Corey because he used to work at a tire shop here in Little Rock that sponsored The Wild Side, our show on Tuesday nights here on The Buzz. But you know, Mark Hedrick told me you were a puller, and he didn't say that. I was like, well, you mean he's a puller? And he goes, good job, Trey. You know what that is. How does one become a puller? How'd you get into arm wrestling?
Man, I guess just really playing sports my whole life and then getting out of school and just kind of wanting to do something. You know, I didn't do anything for a few years and then had a group of guys from the little town that I was from that were kind of competing in it here and there. And then, lo and behold, we had Michael Todd, or still have Michael Todd. It's Hot Springs, and he's a, you know, multi-time world champion. So ended up kind of progressing into becoming super good friends with him and training together, and it just kind of spun out of control.
So you have traveled all over the world doing this. I mean, I tell people you're a professional. I mean, I don't want people, like, you know, that you wrestle down at the VFW every now and then or something like that. I mean, you've been all over the world.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I competed in Dubai for number one in the world left-handed. It was neat. Yeah. I think I've been there 4 times now, actually.
So you said left-handed. Are you a lefty, or do you just arm wrestle left-handed? Or do you do both arms?
Yeah, both. I'm pretty ambidextrous. There are definitely less great left-handed arm wrestlers. So it is a shorter mountain to climb to be one of the best left-handed. Still difficult, but right-handed is a whole different animal.
There's just more competition.
A lot more great right-handed arm wrestlers for sure.
We got a big event coming up June 6th in Little Rock at the State House Convention Center, EVW 24. Tell me what that's all about.
So that's the biggest organization in the world right now. They are the UFC of arm wrestling. It is an organization that's owned by Robert Baxter. It's the pinnacle.
In the intro, I basically said it's the NFL, the NBA of arm wrestling.
It is 100%, and it is growing rapidly.
How did we end up getting that event in Little Rock? I mean, what was the draw, or you know, did the city, you know, CVB bid on it, or like how did it end up here?
So they do. So it's East versus West because it's Eastern Bloc versus the Western Bloc. It's a global event. The last one was in Germany. They usually try to rotate, you know, to different countries pretty often. We had one here in Fort Worth, I believe, last year. One in Texas last year. I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was in the Esports Arena up there, which was super cool. The big draw to here was that me and Michael, Michael probably more than me. I was actually trying to take a little bit of a step back from arm wrestling to grow our business. And then they decided to have this event and asked me to be a part of it. I felt like I owed them that.
So. Nice. So, I mean, really, we're going to see the best arm wrestlers in the world. And it's like East versus West. What I was reading, you got the old Eastern Bloc countries in Europe, Eastern Europe, Asian countries, and then they compete basically against Western European and North American competitors, correct?
Yeah, there will be literally a who's who of competitors at this. There will so the best arm wrestler in the world, Levon Sagnashvili from Georgia, the country, he will be there. He will not be competing. Probably the most famous arm wrestler in the world, Devin Lorette, he will be there. He will not be competing. His son will be competing. John Brzink, which is the greatest arm wrestler of all time. He had like a 30-year reign, smaller guy. Competed at every weight class and dominated for 3 decades. He actually won the over-the-top tournament and won the semi truck and trailer in the movie.
Oh, no kidding.
That's very cool.
So, Corey, how do you train for arm wrestling?
And I'm the wrong guy to ask that. I was.
You were just blessed with natural ability?
Yeah, I'm terrible at that question. I literally go into a gym and do very traditional lifts. I will, when I leave here today, I will go to Hot Springs and train arm wrestling specific, but really and truly, I don't do that as often as I need to. When I start really pushing the envelope to chase being the best in the world one day, I will have to, for sure. I just don't have as much time as I need right now with everything going on. But everything I've done in the last 5 years has been pointed that direction. So,
when he walked in, you looked at him. You're thinking, I'd have to Indian leg wrestle his arms to have any shot. You
know,
that's where you're at. I mean, it looks like he's got legs growing out of his shoulders. But you said to me, you have been a big size. You said forever your coach at Perryville, his picture on his profile was you as like a 13-year-old, and you were a big dude.
Yeah.
Do you think most of these guys started off as big? I mean, like just have been big their whole life? Or do you think they've worked themselves into something?
Yeah. So especially the guys overseas, a lot of them start out because their strength is a much bigger thing internationally than it is here.
Right.
So a lot of them start out as youth competitors, and they're actually like 70, 80 kilogram guy, little guys competing. Yeah. And then you watch the progression into their 20s and 30s where they end up weighing, 300 plus pounds. And you're just like.
So they're like doing powerlifting in addition to arm wrestling.
In other countries, arm wrestling is where they start.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so there's like one of the best guys in the world right now that was number one left-handed for a long time. Artem Morozov is in his like mid-20s, and he's been a youth world champion since he was like 12 or 13 or something like that. So
let's go to line one and talk to Joey, who's got a question or comment about arm wrestling. Joey, what's going on?
No, I think this is pretty awesome that we're talking about this. Just short story, 20 years ago when I was in Okinawa, Japan in the Marines, I got into arm wrestling, which I'm a big guy. Right now, I mean, I'm 44 now. I'm about 6'5", 300. I still lift a lot, but I won, like, the East Asian Open thing over there and got into it really good. But people don't realize, I mean, I've coached football, played college football. Arm wrestling is probably the most intense sport I've ever been a part of. Like, it is literally the most intense thing. And people don't realize how dangerous it is, with all that pressure that people are pulling against each other. But to go to one of those events, I encourage everybody to, if you've never been, to go watch it. Like, I think it's incredible. And I had no idea that this was coming to Arkansas, so I'm kind of pumped to listen to y'all and hear all these stories and everything. And I'm going to try to go watch, of course, and take my boys. But I just want to kind of commend the guy that's on there talking about it, man. I think that's awesome. I love the East versus West thing. If you don't follow them on, like, Instagram or whatever, like, it is so cool. They have some awesome battles on there. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up.
Awesome.
I appreciate y'all.
Hey, thanks, Joey. Appreciate your call. Thanks for listening. And go ahead, Corey.
Just to let everybody know, it's online tickets only. I don't think that there's a way to buy at the thing. So evwsports.com, you can pre-buy your tickets. I think they're going to sell 5,500 is what the capacity is.
Okay.
These things do sell out.
Are they like $60, $59 or something
I think. General admission's like $59. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
June 6th.
June 6th starts at noon, I believe, and probably going, I'm guessing, throughout the day and the evening.
Yeah, it's a pretty big card. They're still adding matches, so yeah, it's probably going to be a 7-8 hour.
You're going to get your money's worth.
Yeah, no, it'll be cool. If you haven't ever been to one, it's a whole experience.
Corey, you've talked about weight classes and that kind of thing. Is it like boxing or wrestling where certain weight, if you weigh a certain amount, can you compete up?
You can.
How does all that work?
Yeah. They're I don't know the exact weight classes because I've never been in any of them, but the ones
you're in the heavyweight.
but there are a lot of weight classes. Probably five or six. And yeah, I mean, you can definitely compete up. We have a lot of guys like Michael and Devin. They'll come down. They'll do big cuts. I think Michael's cutting down for maybe light heavy or something like that, 220, 230 pounds. And he's weighed as much as like 300 in the last 6 months. So he'll
holy cow.
Yeah. So I mean, it's just like the fighting thing. You know, I don't know if you remember when like Brock Lesnar used to have to do those huge cuts to
yep.
be able
yeah.
to get in that 260 or whatever for that.
We're talking about making weight, but that's like, you know, you're dropping, you know, a third of your body.
Yeah. But they start, so like Michael, I think right now is in like the 240s or 250s. So he's come a long ways, and then he'll do a water cut at the end.
I got
get
you.
Rid of the And then he'll hide.
I said it really is a lot like boxing or yeah. jockeys and horse racing.
Wrestling.
yeah, yep. wrestling, yeah. Corey, I've always heard, and I've seen this, like, you know, of course this wasn't on a professional circuit, but as kids sitting around and like, you know, you'll have that guy that's, you know, 140 pounds and wiry and just doesn't look like he's got anything. And he beats the, you know, the offensive lineman on the football team who's, you know, 240 or whatever and looks like, you know, he could knock down a house. Is it about technique? I mean, obviously, look, you're a huge guy, man, and you're talking about the working out and everything they do, but what's the balance between strength and the technique and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it all plays a factor. I mean, it definitely depends on how you're built, for one. I mean, you're not going to get a guy a lot of times that's big and bulky like me that's this endurance monster. But that does happen. I mean, even the guys I started training with whenever my little local, you know, hometown group, it's a very humbling sport. I was probably 325 pounds whenever we all kind of started, and there was like three or four of us at the beginning, and James was like 150, 160 pounds.
James Summerall.
Yeah. And I couldn't beat him and he couldn't beat me. We just sat there and
it was stalemate.
Yeah. He was definitely more in the sport than I was at that time. So you do learn to like tighten all your tendons and ligaments and stuff and really cinch down. And, you know, he just made himself immobile. So like he made himself where I was kind of fighting his whole body with my arm. Which is part of the sport.
Yeah.
So I didn't know enough angles or anything at the time to fight him in any direction. So I was just applying sideways pressure against his whole body, and it, you know, and then he couldn't push me sideways because, I mean, my arm was his torso. So
it's all about leverage, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah.
So you got to forgive me, Corey, because I am 100% ignorant to arm wrestling. My knowledge of arm wrestling comes from the movie Over the Top. And it's a work of fiction, but it's called, a guy wrote a number of years ago called Pullers. I think I've still got it on the bookshelf somewhere, but learned a little bit about it in that. But, you know, it's typically like the movie. The story, something else, and it's just set to a backdrop of arm wrestling. But, I mean, I just, you talked a little bit about doing arm wrestling specific training that you'll start pretty soon, getting ready for this event. What does that look like?
So that's a bunch of more like micro movements and like back pressure, hand development, rotation, pronation, and just a lot of really small muscle groups that people don't do anything
like
with.
Like in your hands and
yeah. I mean, you can see, like, make a fist real quick. I mean, look at the hand size.
Yeah.
My hand was not always this big.
Really?
It develops. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. My wrist has grown almost an inch and a half since I've been in this sport.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And you can. And you can
say,
yeah.
Corey?
What
does
your
tattoo say?
May God
have mercy,
upon
my enemies because I won't. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I see that strategically placed on the underside of your forearm so your opponent can see it.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. Our bodies are crazy adaptive.
Sure.
Right, I mean, God made us crazy adaptive. That does make sense that it would develop. I mean, you're putting that pressure on it. Your wrist needs to get bigger. Your bones need to develop more.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought about that. That's pretty cool.
Is there a time limit on matches, or like how do you? I mean, how do you determine? Does it get called a tie or a stalemate?
No.
So okay,
like they can. Michael out of Hot Springs, he's notorious for having. He's a defensive arm wrestler, so he's
okay.
He's a guy that's trying to bleed you out of your power and drag you out into deep waters and let you drown. And I mean, those matches can go for minutes.
Like 5 minutes?
Yeah, for sure.
We're talking with Corey West, professional arm wrestler from here in Arkansas, who's telling us about big event coming up June 6th at the State House Convention Center. East versus West 24, EVW 24. If you want to get tickets, check out EVWsports.com, right? Should be a fun event. Some of the best arm wrestlers in the world. I've noticed that you are throwing out, and I'm incredibly impressed with your pronunciation of all these Eastern European names. is arm wrestling, is it bigger internationally than it is in the U.S.? Or is it, you said it's growing a lot, so it's coming on.
Strength sports in general in my lifetime have seemed to have been bigger in other countries, especially, you know, you hear about Russia and Germany and, you know, all these strength-based places. But it is definitely growing here. And we have had some of the best athletes ever at, you know, even like World's Strongest Man, you know, like Brian Shaw's in our sport now. He's part of arm wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when you walked through the door. I thought of I was watching that the other night. It's on kind of late night. I thought of World's Strongest Man competition. Yeah. You look like a guy that would be in the World's Strongest Man competition. Just because the size and the overall, yeah, every part of you looks big and strong.
Or Scottish Highland Games. Where, yeah, you know.
But it does make sense those guys could cross over.
They're trying.
Try to.
We'll never know.
We'll never see me with one either.
Unless they bury me in one.